Welcome to The Plot Thickens, a digital audio series for the web constructed in the manner of old-time radio drama, a distinctive American form of entertainment. The Plot Thickens is written, directed, and produced by students in the Longwood College Honors English class. They also provide the voices. Some say the instructor made them do it. That's Michael Lunn, professor of English. Evidence on this point, however, remains inconclusive. And now it's time for the second program in our series, Alien University. On a blistering hot August day early in the new millennium, a team of intrepid young explorers set out from their native land in search of a better life. Back in the old world, oppressive authority figures had restricted the adventurers' activities. They had demanded burdensome service, and they were repeatedly irritating. So, armed primarily with their wits, but also with their good looks and knowledge of the contemporary music scene, the band of rebels borrowed some unattached vehicles. They gave each other high fives, made Italian driving gestures in the direction of the past, and slipped off into the night. They were confident they would soon arrive in a new world where they could achieve their dreams. Alas, due to technical difficulties, or perhaps bad navigation, they found their transports spinning out of control. They broke through some sort of time-space continuum. They crashed into Alien University. It was a strange new world, full of creatures they could never have imagined. Greebarks, Montags, and Zdars. And these odd beings all wanted something from the newcomers. Will our heroes and heroines be able to resist the control of aliens? Will they be able to establish their own identities? Will they learn how to find fast food at 3 in the morning? Find out today's episode.
Scene 1, the D-Hall. We open with three friends, Meg, Tony, and Brian, rehearsing playlines over lunch in Longwood University's dining hall. No. I hate this stupid play. I never know if I'm supposed to be a damsel in distress or the heroine who saves the day. Look at this. First I'm crying for help, and then I save you.
I know. You're awesome, Tony. I think my character is just a little more clueless than you is all.
I've got my part figured out. All I have to do is be nasty.
Yeah, that certainly isn't hard for you. Meg takes out an unusual magenta colored clock. It is shaped like a little cyclops with the face of the clock in the eye. After inspecting it, she addresses the group once more.
Okay, you guys, we're all obviously stressed out. Let's take a break for a while.
Wait a minute, what's that?
Yeah, that's one weird-looking gingerbread man.
What are you talking about, Tony? This is just a little pocket watch. I found it earlier today. Isn't it cool? Too bad it doesn't work.
Bizarre. I wonder where it came from.
Well, as long as we're taking a break, let's get over to my apartment. Since I worked at a jeweler's last summer, I can fix it.
You didn't work at a jeweler's last summer.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
Come on, let's go. Scene 2. Tony's apartment. Our adventurers pile into Tony's red Mustang convertible and head to her off-campus apartment. Upon arrival, Tony immediately begins to tinker with the clock.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I do. Aha! Look at that. Tick, 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 tick.
Thanks!
Unbelievable. It must have been dumb luck.
Well, I have a class in 20 minutes. Let's get back to campus. They all pile into the convertible as Meg admires her treasure. Soon after they begin, the car shakes, and with a jolt, they are sent into an unknown place. Scene 3, Alien University.
What happened? Did you hit something?
No, I didn't hit something. Where are we?
I'm not sure, but I bet they could tell us.
Who?
Look at them. They're green ones and yellow ones and magenta ones. The magenta ones look like that pocket watch. This is ridiculous. I'm going to be late for class. And when I find out who's behind this practical joke, they'll wish they were never born.
They're coming closer.
Well, here's your chance, Tony. Go ahead. Ask them what's going on.
Meg cringes as one of the magenta cyclops
approaches the convertible.
What's going on here?
This is Alien University, and I am Steve the Montag. Who are you?
I'm the Queen of England. You want to tell me what's really going on here?
Well, Queen, I told you where you are, but I guess I can tell you a little bit about my fellow students and myself. Her name is Tony. And who are you?
I'm Brian, and the girl in the back is Meg.
Thanks, Brian. Well, where shall I start? As I said, I am a Montag. As you can see, there are two other species that primarily make up the population of Alien University. The green ones are the Greebarks. As a rule, they are careless and irresponsible. They take too many risks for their own good and have no goals. The yellow creatures are Zedars. They are the absolute opposite of the Greebarks. They follow all the rules and do everything by the book, despite the limitations they create. They have no individual dreams or aspirations. They are pretty much the same person. Evening
is approaching, and our weary and confused travelers are extremely hungry. Is there any place to eat dinner around here? I'm starved.
Why don't you come eat with my friends and me?
You guys, I don't know about this.
What harm can come of it? We'll be fine.
Scene 4, Alien D-Hall. Steve leads our three protagonists to what can only be Alien University's dining hall. Many tables fill the room, which seems to be divided by species. As they sit down at the table with the other Montags, they begin to wonder how they will return to Longwood.
Let me introduce Tony, Brian, and Meg. Tony and Brian and Meg, these are the rest of the Montags.
Well then, you guys, let's have a seat. Each of the three friends sits down and has a conversation with a Montag.
So Steve, what do you like to do?
Well, I aspire to do police autopsies. Isn't dissecting things fascinating?
I guess.
I spend all my time helping out down at the alien morgue. Haven't you ever dissected a dead Greebark and marveled at the length of the intestines?
I can't say that I have.
You must come with me next time. You'll love it.
Okay, I suppose.
Meanwhile. Hi, how are you?
I'm Mike, Steve's brother.
Well then, Mike, what are you studying to be?
I've spent my entire life in the study of children. I'm going to become a teacher. Don't you just love how cute little kids can be?
I've never really worked with kids. I'm an only child.
You must come with me to the daycare where I work. You'll love it.
Maybe. Across the table, Meg, right? I'm Alex, Steve's girlfriend.
Hi! What is it that you wish to do with your life?
Naturally, I want to do the same thing Steve wants. I have been working with him at the city morgue while studying to do criminal autopsies. It's really fascinating, don't you think?
I don't really know.
Have you ever considered the profession?
No.
You'll have to try it.
I don't know.
After dinner, it's time for the Montags to go to work. Each invites one of our friends to tag along. Scene 4, On the Job, City Morgue. As Steve, Brian, Meg, and Alex arrive at the city, Alien City Morgue, Meg wonders what they have gotten themselves into.
Brian, I don't like dissections. They make me want to puke.
Suck it up. We don't want to make them mad.
How are we, you guys? This is Alien City Morgue.
Today is going to be great.
Yeah, today we're assisting in the analysis of a stab victim.
Meg and Brian reluctantly follow their host into a room where a Zedar, which recently oozed yellow blood from stab wounds, lies on an operating table with dry blood caked around its open sores.
I feel sick.
This is absolutely disgusting.
What? With hateful looks on their faces, Steve and Alex lunge toward Meg and Brian. Meanwhile, things aren't going so well at the Montag Daycare Center. Scene 4. On the Job, Montag Daycare Center.
This is the Montag Daycare Center.
Why are they all crying? They're so annoying.
They're really not. They just want something.
The toddler Montags begin to crowd around Tony with wonder and amazement. What are they doing? Get them off of me.
They're just curious. That's how children are at that age.
Ah, they're slobbering all over me.
You're making them cry. Get out of here.
Tony runs as fast as she can towards Alien University, trying to get away from the infuriated Mike. In her frantic panic, she runs right into Meg and Brian, who are scrambling to get away from Steve and Alex. Scene 5, back at Alien University.
We're trapped.
What'll we do?
We'll get out of this somehow, but it better be fast. Something green flashes as the Longwood students ponder their fate. and the Montags close in on them. What will become of our heroes? Will they make it out alive? Will they ever find their way back to Longwood University? Will they ever find fast food at 3 a.m? To find out, tune in to the next installment of Alien University.